Thank you for calling 3 Day Blinds Answering Service. My name is Terrell. How may I help you?
Hi, Terrell. This is Mrs. Chandler. I did actually email my problem and got a lovely note from a lady named Stephanie Perez. So you guys know what's happened. I have a totally defective blind, a blind that just doesn't work. It won't go up, it won't go down, it won't recharge, and it obviously, I think, needs to be replaced. So, and it's well under warranty. It was only installed in June. So I don't know what I do next. I mean, other than letting you people know, do I schedule an appointment? Do you schedule, who schedules what?
Okay. Now, yes, definitely. I can have a resolution specialist return your call back within the next 72 hours
great.
Or less.
Okay. Is that the person that's going to fix it?
Yes,
a resolution specialist.
Exactly.
That's
they
a pretty
set up this
fancy
appointment.
Name.
Oh. But yeah, you said Stephanie Perez set that.
Well,
or
she sent
said
me a very sweet note immediately, yeah. And
okay.
I don't know if that's what she is, but she sent me a copy of my original work order, which I appreciated because I'm having a hard time finding it. And I'm sitting and looking at it now. I had two major blinds installed, one in my living room and one on my upstairs bedroom. And the upstairs bedroom one I think it must be defective because it just doesn't work. It doesn't go up, it doesn't go down, it doesn't recharge, it doesn't do anything.
So,
so
you have
obviously.
Two defective blinds.
No, the living room one is fine. Oh,
okay.
No, I'm sorry. No, the living room one is fine so far. I don't think that's a problem. I think it's just the one. The one in the upstairs bedroom.
Okay, the bedroom blinds. Okay.
And I don't know if you have if you have access to my order, but she asked me for the number and it's line 3.
And what was you say your last name was Chandler? Was that correct?
Right. Yeah.
And what's your first name?
Denise, Danise. And I have
Thank
an order
you.
Number if that will help.
Yes, and I'll add that as well.
803579.
That was 803579.
Right.
And what is your telephone number for your call back?
415-572-4808.
And just to repeat it, 415-572-4808.
Perfect.
And the email address?
DANISEC0113@comcast.net.
And just to verify your name, DANISE. Chandler, Chandler, and
perfect.
That email, danisec0113@comcast.net.
You terrific.
Thank you.
Perfect.
And I'm about to send this special request. Please hold as I get descriptive.
Okay.
And you were saying it doesn't go up or down, right?
No, it just doesn't work, yeah. And I, you know, we recharged it. I even got a new battery for the little remote without just wasting money because that wasn't the problem.
Okay. And the new battery didn't even solve it. Okay. I'm going to notate that.
No, nothing. There must be something wrong with the motor. I'm really not crazy about these remote control. I like a blind you can lift and lower with your hand. You know, that's what I'm used to. But I guess they don't do those anymore. You have to, everything's motorized now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you think
Well,
it's an issue with the motor. I'm notating that.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else it could be, but I guess there's a lot of parts, but it obviously doesn't work. It doesn't go up, it doesn't go down, and it's one of those weird things that you can lower from the top or you can raise from the bottom, which I don't know what they call those, but it's too many choices. I don't My daughter is really unhappy. It's her room. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I
Yeah,
could
we just
understand
we
having the
look
blinds
we,
up.
Oh yeah, and your bedroom, and it looks out on the street on the, it faces west. So, oh my gosh, the mornings are, it's really bright. Yeah, and I mean, obviously, we have to have a proper window covering.
Is this order older than 6 months or less?
It was June, so it was less. June 24th of this year.
Okay. Just a second.
Sure.
And is this the first time you are having this problem as well?
It's just, I don't know how to answer that.
Oh, this was the
I
first time
mean,
this happened or malfunctioned?
I guess it worked all right. My daughter is not here every week. She commutes from Los Angeles, so she's only uses her bedroom maybe 2, 3 days a week, and not every week. So it's not like every night it has to be opened and closed. But as far as I know, I mean, she was here 2 weeks ago, and it worked. And I guess prior to that, it always would have worked, or she would. No, it didn't actually. We had a little problem. That's why I went out and bought a new battery. But we just kept fooling. You fool around with these things. You think you're going to get it to work, and then it doesn't work. So let's say it's been pretty much ongoing, without. Yeah, it. I don't think it ever was probably maybe all that functional.
I'm
But I'm
about
one
to
in the
make
living room and
sure.
looking at it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I
Oh, and I'm
interrupted you.
sorry. Oh, and I'm sorry. I believe I thought you were finished. Oh, but I de definitely understand your situation, and I'm gonna make sure that someone contact you as soon as possible. Hopefully, less than
That's
72
great.
hours.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Terrell. Thank you.
And you're so welcome. And by the way, was there anything else we could help with?
No, thank you. I think if this can get taken care of, this is not my first time with 3-day blinds. I mean, we were replacing other older 3-day blinds orders, so I like you guys and I like to work with you, even though you really don't do anything in 3 days, but that's neither here nor there. But so I mean I don't want to search for another window person. I want to get this fixed and continue to be happy with the services you provide.
Yes. Yeah, thank you so much too. We really do appreciate you. And sorry about that malfunctioning.
Oh, that's okay. It just, that's life. This
Yeah.
has been a terrible weekend. Yes.
But
Nothing's
yeah.
worked. My dishwasher has decided to give up the ghost, and I deposited a check from a company that should and the check bounced, and it was just so insane. This is when I called them, I said, "We've never bounced a check in our whole history." I said, "We bounced this one." So I had a malfunctioning blind and a broken dishwasher and a bounced check. So I'm taking care of all of these. All and I'm working it right now. I'm actually my boss was nice enough to say, "Take a few minutes and do this for and get this taken care of." Well, it sounds like someone will be in touch, right?
Most definitely. I will make sure of that for you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
And you're welcome. And thank you for calling 3-Day
Okay.
Blinds Answering Service too. And I hope you enjoy your day.
Oh, well, I feel better now that I know someone's on the job, as it were.
That's
And Terrell, you
right.
have a lovely voice. I'm a teacher and a speech coach, and I want you to know if you were, I don't know how old you are, but if you were young enough to be on my team, I'd have you competing next week. So there. Did you do
Oh.
speech in high school?
No, I really appreciate that.
We have a beautiful voice. They put you on the right job. Telephone, yeah, telephone is special. So I just thank you really very much for everything.
And you too. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Does this need, like, is there a number that goes with this call or something? Like, I hope I don't have to call back, but if I do, can I say, you know,
no reference number, but this will be recorded. And yes, you can,
okay.
And the other agents will see that we spoke in.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right. Yeah. Okay. And I mean, I have all the numbers, the order number and the dates and everything. So I guess that'll do for now. Okay. Well, I will wait for your good people to call me back sooner than later.
Yes, we will. Most definitely.
Thank you. Okay, dear. I really appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
You're so welcome. And thanks for calling 3-Day Blinds Answering Service. Take care, Denise.
Okay. Thank you, Terrell. You be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.